Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello, happy Monday. This part of the show is brought to you by IKEA. Katy Perry, witness the tour. It's coming to the SAP Center in San Jose tomorrow night. And if you'd like to go, this is your last chance to win. We got tickets today. Right now, we'll take caller number 9, 800-400-3697. You need to answer this question. So starting with caller number 9, the first person to get the answer to this question correct will win Katy Perry tickets for tomorrow night. What character did Katy Perry voice in the Smurf movie?
I already know. I know.
Yeah, you shouldn't,
I didn't
but
see.
You didn't have to. Yeah.
All right.
What character did Katy Perry voice in the Smurf movie? Starting with caller number 9, the first person to correctly answer that question. Just got to make sure that, you know.
Can I write it down?
I'm sure you can guess it. He's writing. Let's have a look. That is correct, Vinny.
All right.
But you're not caller number 9. 800-400-3697, caller number 9. Gets a pair of tickets if they know the answer to what character did Katy Perry voice in the Smurf movies.
I didn't win?
No. Because you have to be caller number 9.
All right.
Jane is also going to have a chance for you to win these tickets at 4:05 today.
I would love to stand in the parking lot and say, tickets.
Get your tickets.
Tickets. Actually, I wouldn't carry. That's a bad move. You go, meet me by my Pinto.
Oh, really?
In B12. And then you go to the parking lot spot. Then you
don't tell people
down.
How to.
What?
How to scalp. That doesn't seem.
Well, it's not like I know. I'm just guessing.
Right,
I'm assuming you don't just keep them on you.
I don't know. Okay. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Luxury Loungers at Century Roland Plaza in Novato. Taylor Swift dates and venues have been revealed if you want to check her out on the Reputation Tour. Fresh off her weekend appearance at Saturday Night Live.
She looked great.
She did look great. And she played her own guitar on the second song. And the background vocals sound amazing. She's announced a bunch of tour dates in promotion of a Reputation. And it looks like we've got one at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara on May 12th.
It's going to be the number one album for how many weeks?
For a while. The rumor is that Eminem might put out a record this week, too.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, but they say that she sold, I want to say, they say in the first hour she sold like 700,000 copies or something, and she's not streaming until this Friday, which means if you want to hear it, you gotta buy it.
Do you think, if the rumor's true that Eminem puts out an album, that it beats hers first week out?
It'll be her second week. I think that she is going to have a few weeks where the demand is pretty high, and then the streaming numbers will kick in. And 10 streams there's some amount of streaming that you do that counts as an album too. They add all that stuff into these album charts now, so I'm not sure
it's all
anybody
speculation.
Can
I mean, we don't. He hasn't announced a record, right?
Well, did you hear that single that he put out on Friday?
No.
He put out a single with Beyonce.
We're playing that today at 8. Well, Hooman and I.
I'm sure he edited it.
Walk on Water, Beyonce.
It's good.
I got the bad words out.
Okay, good.
Good job.
Bad words out.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, my guess, this is just my guess. I think he would beat her.
His first week of sales will beat her second.
Yeah, I absolutely think.
It's a major release for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just don't know if she's going to be stopped. I feel like she's going to have 10 weeks at number
one. I would have said the same thing, but he's someone who could beat her.
Possibly. So we'll find out, I guess, next. Let's see. If he comes out this Friday, we'll get her first numbers next week. Yeah, so 2 weeks from today, we'll find out.
We have our Katy Perry winner.
Oh, congratulations. Did they know that they must have known that the answer was?
Smurfette.
That's correct.
That's right.
Third
Santina.
George.
That's who from Katy Perry voiced. Santina, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Cool name.
It's a great name. Santina. Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber appear to be back together. So where does that leave the weekend? Poor thing.
No, he's fine with it. I actually think he went, yeah, that girl came along, used me up, moved right on down the road, and I can say that that was super fun.
I don't know. It seems like there might be something more to it, Vinny.
He's sad?
He's out with one of Justin's ex-girlfriends, apparently. He was spotted getting cozy with someone named Giovanna Ventura at French Montana's birthday party this past Thursday. They dated 2 years ago.
Justin and her.
She and Justin. A source says he was there for a solid 2 hours with her, and everywhere they went, they held hands. He was parading her around. He was trying to make it obvious he was with someone. They were affectionate and together the whole night.
Well, and I'm then sorry to hear that he's that petty. I would.
Well, maybe
that...
he's not. Maybe he just likes this girl.
She's hot.
It's possible.
Really? Of all the women
he's gotta go
on
for
the planet,
Justin.
He's got to go after someone that had been with that guy.
You know, I actually think that that's so the wrong move to make. I think you got to find some other chick. Like, I actually feel like it does read petty and desperate if you go for someone's ex.
I don't even know why he's got to make him, like, you got it. You got it made. You're the weekend.
You're single.
A huge star. You're single. You have all the money. You got how many weeks with Selena?
They had a year together, or thereabouts. Yeah.
There's another train, right?
Get,
you know,
go to the French Montana birthday party by yourself.
I don't get it, but you know, maybe he really loves Selena. Maybe I'm crazy and I don't get it. And that he's one of those artists with a big heart and lots of love and fell head over for Selena. And it was more than just a
she
fling.
She is a little doll.
She is. You're right. I'm a cad.
Yeah. I do feel, though, that wouldn't your people say don't try to make them jealous by dating someone that Justin used to date? Like, he went through her already. Like,
well, you look dumb. And
so
they don't care.
So maybe...
they're back together.
Right.
They don't care.
Maybe he actually does like this chick, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Giovanna. He's just that guy and hasn't... I don't know how old he is. Maybe he's... Some of these celebrities are really young.
Yes.
And so they're in positions of power way too young to see all the
They
stuff.
Haven't still gone through all their tough stuff, you know, that you do in your teens and 20s and learn from. And
he's 27.
Oh, he's not
I mean,
young.
If I was his buddy, I'd say, here's your move. You do not care. You do not care, and you do not make moves to show that you care.
And
that's
if you cry at home alone at night, that's where it
that's
is.
Fine,
at home
right.
alone at night. All the lights out. You don't want anyone taking telephoto pictures of you crying.
Turn your phone off.
Right.
Do
Just
not hit
go
send.
Go have fun.
Right.
Anyway, that's what they're up to. Meanwhile, you're right. Justin and Selena haven't exited the room.
Yeah, they do not
they've
care.
They've been making up in for the last 2 weeks. Tyrese.
Yeah.
So it's been kind of an ongoing thing with him. The first I heard of this whole Tyrese thing was that, you know, his co-star in the Fast and the Furious movies, and not even in all of them, right? Like, The Rock's only been in the last couple. Is that right?
I think he started it. Either 4 or 5.
So they make these movies, and clearly the people love them because they're talking about number 9. That's the one in question right now. And Tyrese was bummed because The Rock is going to do a spin-off side story movie for his character for Fast and the Furious before. So production for Fast and Furious 9 has been pushed back a year. And apparently this guy does not know how to save money and is going to be poor and broke if he doesn't get the next Fast and Furious movie. So he'd been on social media and elsewhere kind of yelling at The Rock and like starting a fight with The Rock, which seems ill-advised at best. I mean, you know, it's great that he's got these 8 Fast and Furious movies under his belt, but The Rock is by far a bigger star and isn't really responding to this thing at all.
Why would he?
Like, as Tyrese is yelling and screaming, he's given toys to sick kids in hospitals and smiling and...
Right.
So then we heard that his ex-wife is saying that he spanked his daughter to the point where she couldn't sit down for several days. Her name is Shayla. And so she was trying, and I guess the divorce and the custody has been somewhat contentious. So there were some back and forth about whether or not he'd get to see this girl. And then all of a sudden, to me, out of nowhere, I mean, I'm not really following the trials and travails of Tyrese. There was a video a week and a half ago that came out on Instagram, and he is, or possibly Facebook.
I think it was Facebook.
So it was like a Facebook Live where he goes from being a guy who's saying, sort of making a plea to see his daughter and, you know, for The Rock to do the spinoff later or whatever. And he has a full on meltdown. Like, it's not funny. It's just, it's like tragic and awful. And you think to yourself, oh God, why did no one bust in the door and stop him? Like, this needed to stop. He's telling his millionaire, billionaire friends to give him money. The next thing we hear, Jada and Will Smith had given him $5 million. They're like, no, we didn't. And we still don't know exactly what's going on with that. Yeah. And then his ex-wife.
Oh, I think they did.
Yeah, they're saying they didn't.
Well,
but
because
I agree.
People went, what the hell is wrong with you? You gave somebody $5 million?
And I think that they might have given it to Shayla's mother because they were talking about how she was the one who needed the money for the defense or for whatever the lawyer and court fees. So maybe they did, maybe they didn't. Either way, it's just all super weird. Mm-hmm. And then she dropped the charges, the child abuse charges on Tyrese. And then I think that's where we were at.
Or I don't know if she dropped them or they got dropped because of evidence or the DA just dropped them.
And then the last we heard was last week he had two or three opportunities to see this child he was crying about and instead went to Dubai to see some Formula One
racing.
That's
the last we heard, right.
He is now apologizing, Tyrese.
Which I thought Formula One was in Brazil this weekend.
Oh.
Which I thought about all weekend because I was just printing out this story for you, Vinny, that some Formula One racers got robbed in Brazil.
Uh-oh.
Oh. All right.
So that's why I thought about Tyrese all weekend going, wait, he was going to
Abu Dhabi or something?
I'm like, wait, what? What are you doing, Tyrese?
Anyway, Tyrese Gibson has apologized for his complete meltdown and blamed the incident on prescription drugs.
I thought that might be it.
He did a long Instagram rant on Saturday. He said, I want you guys to know that to this day, I don't drink, smoke, or on any level do I do drugs. Because of this high stress and very traumatic experience, I was advised and then ultimately connected with multiple therapists and psychiatrists. I had a few private meetings and there were the psych drugs that was suggested. And this is the reason I had a complete meltdown online. This was all part of a caption under a photo of the medication he was apparently taking. He says he's gotten rid of the drugs. His mind is clear. The S is completely out of my system, he wrote. I flushed these psych meds down the toilet. I'm already back at 100%. Please don't chalk this up as oversharing. A lot of people were affected by what these psych meds did to me over the last 2 months. And this is my public apology. So I'm very sorry, guys. He was apparently referring to that emotional video where he breaks down in tears over the ongoing legal and family issues. He says that
actually explains it to me anyway.
Well, it did seem super
ridiculous, over the top and ridiculous and absolutely inappropriate, especially where a kid is involved. Like, dude, you're the dad and there's a kid and you're doing that S show. Mm-hmm. Is what this kid's gonna see on Facebook when she logs in?
Tyrese says the post revealing his prescription drug use will show his transparency and he offers prayers to others who use. This will not compromise my case, he said. This is transparency and honesty and more of a heads up. Don't let folks suggest drugs, especially psychiatric meds, when all you need is to be still and probably present in the Lord and he will deal with your fights and reality. Praying for you guys. Well, that's where Tyrese is at.
That's gnarly.
Today.
I know. Gnarly. I went when everything was going down here, you know, and I was circling the drain. I went to a shrink.
In 01?
Yeah, or 02, whatever it was. I went to a shrink and I was explaining, you know, all this stuff. And she goes, well, it sounds like you're depressed. And I was like, bleep and bleep. Yeah, of course I am. Don't you hear what I did? The long list of stuff that's I've blown up in my own life. And she was like, she was already reaching for the script. And I was like, at the top of that is I'm a drunk. I can't take drugs. What are you doing? I'll end up in a closet with those things. You don't want to do that. And she was like, well, that's, it will help. And I just left. I just went, I can't believe that's the
first knee-jerk reaction.
Take this.
Let's get you on something.
Of course I'm depressed. But I don't want, that's what I've already been doing is medicating. Durr.
George.
So that's what they do. Give him that.
Right. It's hard to compare TV shows based on ratings these days. Netflix and other streaming services don't really release audience numbers. And even if they did, binge watching stuff doesn't really compare to week by week serial shows that come out, you know, on regular TV weekly. So there's some data analytics company measuring the popularity of TV shows using everything except ratings. They used demand expressions, which included illegal downloads and streams, along with ratings from fans and critics, positive feedback on social media and blogs, photo sharing, wikis, and online searches.
So is this just for how long back did they go? How
2 years. They did 2 years of research.
We all know what number one is.
What is it?
It's got to be Game of Thrones.
It's not. That's number three.
Oh.
But,
could be number one? Oh, I know it's not Survivor or Big Brother.
In your face.
It's not Survivor or Big Brother. But what's interesting is that there are a couple things that I feel like, you know, I don't disagree, but one of them started a month ago or 2 months ago.
And Stranger Things 2?
No, Stranger Things 2 is number one.
It's
they say
so
over
good,
the last
you guys.
2 years, it is. It's so
it's
good.
So good and so satisfying. And I won't spoil anything, but I loved the ending.
Oh, that last episode is an absolute masterpiece.
Yep.
The way that you're, I mean, it's.
I love the whole thing.
It's great. So even though they've been collecting this data for years, the ranking is specifically for the first week of November. So I guess that the rankings can change. So that would make sense that Stranger Things 2 is way up at the top of the list. But, I mean, Game of Thrones ended back in July, August? And that's number three. So, and some of these are, like Rick and Morty is number nine. That's on the Cartoon Network.
Oh.
They say there's just that much buzz about it. Number 10 is The Orville, which is the Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, a lot of texters say
they really like
you should
it.
Should watch that.
That's Seth MacFarlane, like almost like a parody of the Star Trek, mm-hmm. Battlestar Galactica.
And you love
style.
It.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh.
No.
Oh, you're watching. What are you watching?
I'm watching Star Trek Discovery on the CBS All Access
stream. I watched that too.
And
so
that
good.
Is number four on this list.
All right.
Of the, these are just, they call them the most popular TV shows in America. So number 10 is The Orville. Number 9 is this cartoon, Rick and Morty. Number 8 is The Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Oh.
She puts up a lot of stuff that goes viral, and she's, you know, she's certainly very friendly and easy to watch, funny. Big Bang Theory is number 7. Mindhunter on Netflix is number 6.
I started it.
I'm with you. I started it this way. I'm like, I'm hearing tons of stuff about this. I started. I'm like, the acting is so bad in this first. I think I made it through 25 minutes. I cannot watch this. I can't watch it. This sucks.
Yeah,
I'm not getting
you
it.
You call something that like the name's good,
mm-hmm.
the premise is good.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't like the first episode at all.
Yeah, I think that the main dude there he's a terrible actor.
Mm.
Anyway, maybe it gets better and you had to stick through
well,
it.
Well, but that's, you know, you fall off shows where naturally, really.
Right. Preacher on AMC is number 5. The only reason I even know about that show is because I see the ads for it during The Walking Dead. Number 4, Star Trek Discovery. Number 3, Game of Thrones on HBO. And The Walking Dead is number 2. This season, I'm not into. This season.
Are you falling off?
I'm not falling off. I'm
like,
gonna
I fell
stick
completely
with
off Ray Donovan. I'm
yeah,
just off
Yeah, I'm
it.
Off Ray
That's
Donovan.
A show that I normally would
we
not.
We waited for it.
Every week, I would just. Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to watch this. You know, if I can't get it to it that night, I get to it to the next day. I'm not into it.
It's definitely been the worst season since
Blech.
Ever.
Yeah. Yep. Like, maybe we'll just pick it up next year or something. They'll get back to normal. I'm with you. I just don't like it. I'm not enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm like fidgety during it.
Over
like,
it.
And number 1 on this 10 most popular TV shows in America is Stranger Things 2, which is not that surprising at this moment. Because people are freaking. And a lot of people like you are just finishing up watching all the episodes.
That's a perfect example of a show where you don't fall off. You couldn't. You wouldn't. You go, I have TV time. I'm watching the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to.
Really good.
It's that good.
Despite two major debuts this weekend, Thor Ragnarok kept the top spot.
What?
At the box office. Another $56 million bucks in its second week. The new movies were Daddy's Home 2.
Yeah, I saw that.
That made $30 million bucks and snagged the second
you
place
loved it?
Spot.
It's okay.
That's pretty respectable opening weekend for a comedy. $30 million
bucks. I would never see it twice, but it's all right.
I don't even hardly
who's
remember.
Who's in that?
It's
Will Ferrell. Mel Gibson.
Abu.
You know who's also in it is that Victoria's Secret Angel. She plays Mark Wahlberg's...
Who?
Her name is...
Hot Chick Mc... Loving Stuff.
Hold on.
You know,
Alessandra
hey,
something?
I was going to mention this.
Ambrose?
Yeah, that's it.
Alexandra Ambrose?
Yeah.
You know the Hadid sisters?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gigi and Bella.
Bella?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Someone posted a story online. Did you see this story?
What was it?
It was about how she's had so much surgery that she doesn't... And so, first of all, it's a picture of her.
Which one?
Bella?
Bella?
She's a hot model, right? I'm like... Poof. And then it says, wait till you see her, the face she started with. Or something like that. And
really?
I was all...
Really? I didn't know that.
Am I about to get clickbaited or whatever they call that? So I clicked on it.
Yeah.
And it's pictures of her before she had surgery, and it's the full-on Ashley Simpson difference.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Big ol' nose to you're unrecognizable now.
Right.
But, you know,
you
pretty.
Look great. Worked for you.
But she's completely...
I guess I thought they were natural.
No! Totally changed her face in order to become the hot model that she is. Hmm. And the photos, they've clearly tried to get rid of them, and someone... Put them out
saved
there.
Them.
Right.
Okay, I'm seeing before and after.
Can you see the difference?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like the same girl.
No.
All right, what's coming up in the
looks
news?
Looks like the ugly cousin.
Yeah.
Well.
And an NSA hack.
Oh.
The National Toy Hall of Fame getting revenge and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7:38 Monday morning. And this part of the show is brought to you by IKEA. Uzette and Hooman, you guys are out on the town this Sunday. They're heading up
to... We are in Novato.
Yeah, Century, out on the town of Novato. This Sunday, November 19th, Century Theaters in Novato, all new luxury loungers. We've been talking about these.
Yes.
Luxury loungers. So easier for you to fall asleep at the movies, Hooman. In luxury. 44 Roland Way, 5 to 7 p.m. You guys will be out there. You can say hello, pick up a pair of free Cinemark guest passes while they last, and all the info is at RadioAlice.com. So that should be fun. You guys going to see a movie while you're out there? Or just hanging out?
I think we're just going to be hanging out there. We'll find out the details hopefully today when we get them.
Yeah.
I'd love to tell you more, Sarah.
Tell me tomorrow.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 1-855-JUMPSTART and get a jump on a happy, healthier you. All Here's right. what's happening. This story out of the New York Times Sunday edition. The National Security Agency, the NSA, the U.S.'s largest and most secretive intelligence agency, has been hacked, robbed, mocked, and deeply infiltrated by anonymous hackers.
Uh-oh. That's essentially not a confidence booster.
No, it's not. Essentially, the NSA, which compiles massive troves of data on U.S. citizens and organizes cyber offensives against the U.S.'s enemies, was deeply compromised by a group known as the Shadow Brokers, which has made headlines in the past year in connection to the fallout from the breach. I guess they now post cryptic, mocking messages pointed towards the NSA as it sells the cyber weapons created at huge cost to U.S. taxpayers to any and all buyers, including U.S. adversaries like North Korea and Russia.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Shadow Brokers. Good name, though.
They say the people responsible for this have not been brought to justice, and the leaks are incredibly damaging to our intelligence and cyber capabilities.
I'm surprised they're even telling us this.
Yeah.
So, well, that's, I'm sure they didn't want to. I'm sure they've tried to keep it quiet, but the hackers won't stop mocking and making fun.
They're hurting our feelings. They're making fun of us.
This is actually really sad and tragic in a big way. At least 402 people have died after the deadliest earthquake of 2017 struck the border region between Iraq and Iran late yesterday.
Yeah,
they say
that.
There's almost 7,000 people injured in the quake, and it was felt as far away as Turkey and Pakistan. There have been 145 aftershocks.
Oh.
A study came out back in January, and I think we talked about this, that found getting revenge instantly puts you in a better mood.
Oh, I do recall that, yeah. I mean, it just makes sense. I mean, ha 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 on you. Revenge. So sweet.
Yeah, but don't you look like the Weeknd there a little bit?
No, he's not getting revenge.
The other
That's
couple have moved on, and he's, you know, gonna get them. But in reality, he's just hanging out with someone Justin Bieber broke up with.
Yeah, I don't think that he's successfully getting revenge there. I think when you successfully get revenge for something, all right. I'm sure it's very satisfying. I wouldn't know. I've never gotten revenge for anybody on anything.
You haven't?
I can't think of an instance.
All right. A new study out of Virginia Commonwealth University paid attention to what happens immediately afterwards, and it's not good. Revenge might make you feel good in the moment, but that doesn't last. Researchers say, quote, when we follow up with people 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 45 minutes later, they actually report feeling worse than they did before they sought revenge.
Well, do you feel like you sank to that person's level somehow?
You have to, right?
Yeah.
They say it's because getting your revenge magnifies whatever the person did to you that made you so upset in the first place, and it makes you fixate on it even more.
Oh. So it doesn't solve anything. It doesn't put paid to that.
If you just stew about what they did and don't act, eventually you'll figure out other ways to cope with it, they say. Mm. So don't go for revenge.
Or do. It feels so good right in the moment.
You don't even know. You just said you never gotten revenge. Or are you lying about that because it's too ugly to
actually
say through the microphone?
I'm trying to think of a time. But, you know, when you read about someone getting revenge in a book or something, you're like, oh, yeah, finally, yay. They got him.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I know I'm trying to think of, like, have you gotten revenge? Beating the guy's car up doesn't count, right?
Sure it does.
Oh, it does?
Revenge for cheating.
No.
And she yelled the mean stuff about his willy.
When you think about revenge, you should think about one thing.
What?
When Sansa got revenge on Ramsay Bolton. That was so sweet.
With
we were all satisfied.
Ooh, that was good.
Well,
that was great.
That was
solid revenge.
Yeah. Come on.
And when she got revenge phenomenal. On Peter, the Littlefinger guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
The one thing that comes to mind for me is my high school sweetheart's best friend was this slutty chick. And when we broke up, I boned her.
Oh.
And I never even liked that girl. But there I was doing it to get some kind of...
Did you ever get back with your high school sweetheart after that?
Yeah. And she was like, well, you better go get checked first because...
That girl's a slut.
You were with you know who, you pig. And she was right. I was like, I'm so dumb. I never liked that girl. I don't know what I was thinking.
Did it feel good in the moment, though?
It was such a childish... Well, I was a high school kid, yeah. And it did feel good in the moment, but that's because I was humping.
Mm. So there's that.
All right.
But the study's right. You
Back
felt bad about it afterward.
I did feel dumb afterward. Like, man, I did that just to...
Still totally worth it.
Pathetic. Back in September, the National Hall of Fame announced their 12 nominees for this year's class, and they just announced the three toys that got enough votes from their panel of experts, historians, and teachers to make it into the National Toy Hall of Fame.
You told us the new nominees, didn't you, earlier this year?
I did.
What were all the nominees?
Matchbox Cars, mm-hmm. My Little Pony, Risk, The Magic 8 Ball, Clue, Pez dispensers, wiffle ball, fake food, transformers, Uno cards, the paper airplane, and sand were all nominated.
I'm going to guess. Can I guess? Yeah. Is Transformers one of the three?
Nope.
Is sand in?
Nope.
Sand.
How about the Magic 8 Ball?
Nope.
Clue.
Clue is
oh,
in.
Oh, Clue made it in. Huh? What about Uno
People
then?
Like Clue.
Uno is not in.
Oh.
Clue is great. Mm-hmm. Matchbox cars.
Nope.
I forget all the other ones.
Clue, the wiffle ball,
oh, wiffle
and
ball's great.
A paper airplane are now in the National
paper
Toy
airplane, huh?
Hall of Fame. Yeah, my kid came home from school with one just the other day.
Yeah.
Look what
she
I made.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, neato.
Everybody does make one when they're a kid.
Yeah, it is neato. It's like the thing you do, yep. I guess.
Sure.
Anything to keep them busy, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. And you try to do. You try to fold it all different ways and make the wings a little wider or put like little side things on the wings or, you know, you just, because you had nothing else to do. And
was it colored up?
Oh, yeah. Did she color it?
Yeah, there were some colors on it and, you know.
So it's a beautiful paper airplane.
And then she put it under something to keep it safe when we were running errands. And
oh,
then,
no.
Oh, no, nothing. Like a week later, I found her paper airplane under my, like a beach towel.
Oh. Went,
boy, that just went away,
it
I guess.
It was safe.
Yeah, I mean, sure. So safe, she never went back for it. So that's kind of the problem with the paper airplane.
It's
a piece of paper.
The whole time.
Right. How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact. Many fast facts. Fast
that's too bad. There.
Sorry, it's too late.
He considered. He kind of put his phone to the side and went, should I?
His phone to the side.
Picked it right back.
Was it a phone or a snack?
That phone. He's got his phone.
Right. Oh. LaCroix sparkling water.
Yeah.
You're familiar?
Yeah.
LaCroix sparkling water gets its fancy French name from Wisconsin.
Oh. Oh.
It's a cross between La Crosse, Wisconsin, where it's made, and the St. Croix River in western Wisconsin. LaCroix.
Oh.
I like that sparkling water. It's good.
Yeah, I drink it too.
That's a very nice fast fact, Vinny. I have no questions.
All right.
Another fast fact?
Yeah. Charlie from the book Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was originally supposed to be black. Oh. But Roald Dahl's publisher told him to change the race to white to appeal to readers. Oh. This was in the 60s.
Oh, boo.
I know. On March 12th, 1951, a cartoonist in the UK and a cartoonist in America both launched a comic called Dennis the Menace. But they were two separate and unrelated characters, and the creators didn't know about each other.
Really? Which one is the one we know?
Is that fishy?
It yes. is fishy. Which one is the one that we... Is it the American one?
Yeah, I'm guessing
that
the American one. Yeah, but I don't know. Essential oils. You've heard of them.
Yeah, everyone uses them.
Yeah, I care about it all the time.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're sick. You should try essential oils.
They seem like BS to me.
Use essential oil. Yeah. Essential. Oh, you're depressed. Use essential oil.
Right, right. Oh, God. Did I get some text, too? I'll read those in just a second.
Yeah,
oh, essential oils?
Text.
No, that's not. Essential oils get their name because they contain essence of the plant's smell, not because they're crucial or vital in any way.
Oh.
Essence.
They're essential in that they have the essence.
Right.
I see.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 831 says, funny, I love Mindhunter and can't get into Stranger Things 2.
Funny.
I loved last season, but I keep falling asleep this season. I think this season's better than last season.
I think they're right up there. I like them both. Mindhunter, though, I just couldn't. I tried.
Yeah, I wanted to love it. I loved the name and was definitely in on the premise and then watched it and was all, Okay, here's a text I need to address.
Okay.
How dare you talk about psychiatric medications as though they're street drugs? You have no idea what you're talking about, and your belief systems are likely to keep people from getting the help they need. As a child psychiatrist, I can tell you that psychiatric medications, including antidepressants, are incredibly beneficial for the people who take them and prevent people from committing suicide or having a miserable life. You have no right to talk about psychiatric medications when you have no idea how they're used or what they're for. Okay. I mean, I don't know. Am I supposed to? That actually scares me, that person.
Yeah, that person's mad.
So far off
but
the deep end.
But you were merely talking about
your personal experience
yes,
with
from
them.
From my own experience.
And that was it.
I have every right to talk about my experiences. Yeah. Every right.
Mm-hmm.
You're wrong. Sorry. And to tell you the
and
truth.
And we weren't disagreeing that people are helped by them.
I told that doctor, I'm a recovering alcoholic. For her to have reached for medication right off the bat, that's what I'm getting at there. Right. Maybe I didn't do a good job telling the story, or maybe I left out pieces because I assume everyone knows. You know, because of over the years, we've just told stories so many times.
You said I was an alcoholic. I had dependency problems.
So I don't know, but I have every right. You're wrong there. But there's more. Hey, guys, in regards to psych meds, if you go to a psychiatrist, their solution will almost always be a combo of meds and therapy. If you go to a psychologist, they will put therapy first and only suggest seeing a psychiatrist if it will help you in the therapy process.
Well, psychologists can't prescribe, right?
Right. That's the difference between the two. 914 says, why doesn't Tyrese just unload the island he bought for his daughter for Christmas a few years ago?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be probably a good way to shore up his bank account. I didn't realize he owned an island.
He bought his daughter an island.
Maybe he should consider having a fire festival there. Maybe that'll help.
One more on the meds. I wish you wouldn't talk about medication and a field you know nothing about. That's part of the stigma that makes people who need to go not get help. Just by saying you'll be addicted to depression medication shows your ignorance about this matter. Again, I don't know what part you missed. It must be just my explaining the story. It's me, I'm sure.
It's not. It's that people are very sensitive about stuff. And I'll give them that. That's fine. There are certainly stigmas attached. And I can see why they wouldn't want to hear anybody saying anything bad about something that helped them.
Right. And that's why I read it. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with the charts. Congratulations to our new number one. I've also got that Eminem single, the one that he did with Beyonce.
I can't wait. I'm a fan.
We don't know for sure, but we think his new record's coming out on Friday. And then Yuzi handed me a thing about Stevie Nicks. There's a new biography coming out about her. And some of the stuff that she reveals about her relationship with Lindsay Buckingham is astounding.
What do you mean? What could it be?
Well, I'll tell you more after
you will?
This, yes.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.